We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas toikef hanes haniflav hanayra shel Purim, shehoyo al yedei lekichas Esther lebeisach HaShveirosh. Rav Nosson Zalmei is going to tie in the miracle of Purim to what we've been discussing so far in this halacha. And he begins by saying this is the incredible, awesome, wondrous miracle of Purim that was brought about by Esther being taken captive to the house of Ahasuerus. Ki malchus horisho shemizgaberes al Yisrael beis hagolus hurak al yedei bechinas tachas hazman. Because the fact that the malchus of the Sitrachra is able to conquer the Jewish people chas v'shalom at times, or overpower the Jewish people when we're in exile, is only when we're under the power of zman, of time. Al yedei shenisalim b'avonoseinu rabim ha-sechel shel b'chinas lemala mi'azman. By the fact that the sechel of lemala mi'azman is not available. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, Batzar lecho u'metzaucho koil hadvorim hoele be'acharis hayomim. That when you're going to be in difficult circumstances, and all of these terrible things described here are going to come upon you at the end of days, towards the end of time. So Rav Nosson Zal says, be'acharis hayomim daiko. Look what the Pasuk says, Bi'achris Hayomim, Shehu Bechinas Tachas Hazman. This is showing us that we're operating under the boundary of time. It's speaking about an event that's going to take place at a specific time, at the end of time. Kimavur Shom Bohoroshe Prokimanal Besimanayin Tes. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 79, which this halacha is being based on. V'alkein ikar hatikun v'ikar hagula min hagolus wal yidei Moshiach. And it's for this reason that the main solution and the main redemption from exile is going to be brought about through Moshiach. Ki Moshiach hu bebechinas lemala mi'azman kanal. Because as we explained earlier, Moshiach is above the concept of time. V'alkein sovra sitrachro lezgaperoz al Yisrael yidei lekichas Esther lebeisach HaShveirosh. And this is why the sitrachro felt confident that they would be able to crush the Jewish people at that time by taking Esther Amalka into the palace of Achashverosh. Ki Esther hi ho'isho yiras Hashem haklulo mikol hanoshim sheboilam. Because Esther represents the Shekhinah, which is a composite of all the women in the world. Shekol seder hazmanim tolui bo, ubo tolui hakoil, whereby the whole concept of time is dependent on her. And everything was dependent on her, meaning, shemi shezoich elikachos abigdusha betahara. A person who is zeiche to acquire Esther Hamalka with holiness and with purity, ikar hatikun al yoda, the main tikun would be accomplished via her. Al yedei shemale umekasher al yoda es hazman lebechinas lemala mi'azman, by a person elevating and attaching via Esther Amalka the Zman to Lamala Miyazman. Ki bebechinas Lamala Miyazman atzmoi ein shayach shum tikun. Because within the arena of Lamala Miyazman, there's no concept of tikun. There's no need for tikun. Ve'ikra ha-tikun kishiyordun lebechinas tachas hazman ve'ein nilkodim shum. The main tikkun is when one goes within the arena of Zman and is careful not to get trapped there, not to get messed up there, not to fall into the tivus of this world, Rak zeichen lehzgaber keneged taivus hazman, but rather, the person is zeichen to overcome the materialistic desires of this world that are within the framework of zman. Umekashren umalin bechinas hazman lebechinas lemala mehazman, thereby connecting zman to lemala mehazman. Kanal ba'arichus, as we explained earlier very elaborately, sheze ikar bechinas zivug digdusha. This is the main concept of zivug when it's being performed with holiness. The kanal, as we discussed earlier, we mentioned this a few pages back when Rav Nosson Zal had a discussion about this topic of zivug, and he presented it within the framework of connecting zman to lemala mehazman. V'hovein heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well. Avol lehepech, but the opposite, if a person does the opposite of what we just said, if a person does not overcome their physical desires when they're tachas hazman, and they fall into the wrong things tachas hazman, then lehefech, it has the opposite results, meaning, shemi shepoigem bozeh chash v'sholem, a person who is poigem with Noshim, with Esther Amalko, with the Indian of Tikkun HaBris, who noifel tachas hazman yoyse rachmono letzlon. That person really falls under the spell of zman and under the negative effects of zman. Sheze bechinas chet Adam Rishon. This is tied into the sin of Adam Rishon, shenigzar olav, whereby Hashem decreed, ki biyoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. On the day that you eat from that tree, you're going to die. Note, it didn't have to say on the day. It could have just said when you will eat. The Torah wrote, B'yoyim acholcho daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how the Pasuk makes a point of saying, B'yoyim acholcho. Bechinas tachas hazman v'kanal. Emphasizing that this is an example of being within the boundaries of zman. V'alkein sovra sitrachro shayidei shenilkocha estel achashveroish hayidei ze yamshichu al yodo hakoil bechinas tachas hazman. The sitrachro thought that by capturing Esther Hamalka within the palace of Achashverosh, by doing that, they would succeed in drawing the entire Klal Yisrael under the spell and under the power of Zman. Machmas Shebo Tluyim Kol Seder Azmanim Kanal. Because the whole Seder of times is plugged into Esther Hamalka, who is the symbol of Malchus, the Shechina. As we learned earlier, that the whole concept of Zman is tied into the sphere of Malchus, the Shechina. Voz yuchlu lezgaper al Yisrael chas v'shalom, and then they'll be able to overpower the Jewish people chas v'shalom, shekol kedushosam v'koicham mebechinas lemala miyazman kanal, whose entire holiness and strength comes from lemala miyazman. V'ze bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says there in Megillas Esther, uvahagia toyer naro v'naro, when the turn of each and every one of those girls came along, when it came their turn, miketz heyoislo kedas hanoshim shneim osar chodesh, after her having received, as was the rule for all the women, 12 months to prepare herself, to beautify herself, to soften her skin, to do everything she would want in the world to make herself the most attractive and the most appealing for Achashverosh. Kikol, note again the wording there, 12 months. Kikol his gabrus hataivazois alidei bechinas hazman. Shetolibo, shekol mishnemosar chodesh kanal. Because the whole power of this desire, this illicit and illegal desire for women, is tied into time, which is a complete cycle is 12 months. Aval Esther hoisot sadekis gedoyla v'nairo amoid. However, Esther Amalka was an incredible, awesome tzadekus. V'zochsoz lebitul kozeh ad shiloi nogabo achashverosh klal. And she was zoichet to nullify herself, to nullify her physical being to such a level whereby Achashverosh couldn't touch her, couldn't have any physical contact with her. As the Gemara says, and as the Zohar HaKadosh points out, that Esther brought herself to such a high level of holiness that it was impossible for Ahasuerus to touch her, and instead, one of the Shadim, a female Shade, was sent to replace her so that Ahasuerus could think he was with Esther, but he wasn't. And this is why it says there in the Megillas Esther that when her turn came, when the turn of Esther Amalka came, loy biksho dovor, she didn't ask for anything. She didn't want any perfumes, any skin softener. She was totally above all of that. Hefech mikol hanaorois, the opposite of all the other girls there, Shenemar Bohem, about which it says, Eis kol asher toimar yinosen lo lavo imo. Anything the girl asked for was given to her for her to be able to use to prepare herself for Ahasuerus. Shemiluos kol taivas libon bechemdas hazman. They fulfilled all the desires of their hearts, all their physical desires, with their love of time, spending this time there in the palace in luxury and benefiting from all the luxurious creams and everything that were available there, that were made available for them at the time to beautify themselves physically. Aval Esther Atzadekes loy biksho dovor, whereas Esther Amalka didn't ask for anything at all. Ki bitlo atzmo oz betachles habitul, she negated and nullified her physical being then totally, ad sheloy noga bo klal, to the point where it was impossible for Ahasuerus to touch her physically. Rak adaraba, just the opposite, nishapech mehepech el hepech, things got turned around totally, whereby instead of Ahasuerus being able to dominate her like he wanted to dominate any girl he would marry, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, eis asher sholat ho'odom bo'odom l'raloi, that there are certain times when A tries to rule over B, but in the process A gets clobbered. A ends up being ruled over. Ki hofcha oisoi el ritzoino, because we find that Esther Amalka succeeded in turning Ahasuerus around completely to do her bidding, her will. V'chol ze betoikev kedushas Mordechai Balo, and all of this was brought about through the great holiness of her husband Mordechai, Shohayo Meshamra B'choleis, who protected her and watched over her all the time. The Gemara says she would purify herself from the time she was with Ahasuerus, and she would go to spend time with Mordechai at Tzadik. Again, purify herself, even though there was no physical contact at all with Ahasuerus, just from being in that palace, from being in that environment. And as a result of that, not only was the Malchus HaRishah not able to overpower Esther HaMalka and to overpower the Jewish people, afgam nishapech lehefech, but rather it got turned around completely, she Esther daiko helso kol hanitzutzois mi Malchus HaRishah mebechinas tachas hazman v'chzira kulam lemordechai. Esther HaMalka succeeded in elevating all the sparks of Kedusha that had been taken captive by the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. She succeeded in elevating all of those sparks and removing them from the Sitra Achra and bringing them into the Kedusha, returning them to Mordechai, ad shehelo v'kisher hakoy l'b'chines l'malo mi'azman, to the point where she elevated everything that was within Zman, she elevated it to l'malo mi'azman. Ad shenishapech chiyuv mareches hamazoloi shem seder hazman, to the point where she changed around the whole zodiac, all the signs of the zodiac, which are what dictate time, which are what dictate the luck, the fortune of each and every month. Shehoyo mechayev lahashmed l'arug l'abed kol ha'yehudim chas v'shalom b'yud gimel adar, which was dictating that the Jewish people should be destroyed, wiped out completely, on the 13th day of Adar, on that day, during that time, Nisapech mehepech el hepech, it got turned around totally. Asher sholtu hayehudim hema b'soineim ba'oise ayoyim b'yudgim ob'yad ha'dayka, whereby on that day that had been designated and marked and reserved as the day on which the Jewish people would be destroyed, that was the day in which the Jewish people succeeded in defeating all of their enemies. Ki zochu lebechinas bitul hazman, because they were zeicha, they achieved nullifying the negative effects of time. V'zochu la'aloi selekasher hazman lebechilas lamalim hazman, and they were zeicha to elevate and to connect time to above time. Sheshom nishapech hakoyel etoiva, whereby in that arena called lamalim hazman, there everything gets turned around for the good. Now Rav Nosson says, now look at the opening words of Megillas Esther. V'zeh b'chinas v'ayhi b'mei Achashverosh. It was during the days of Achashverosh. The Gemara says, kol mokim shenemar v'ayhi b'mei eino yelet sora. Whenever a story begins with the words v'ayhi b'mei, it implies trouble, bad news. Ki ikar kol hatzorois vapegoim heim tachas hazman, because as we've been explaining in all of these pages, all the suffering and all the problems are within time, within bimei, vayhi bimei. Shezeo b'chinas vayhi bimei, dahayinu mashanasa v'neshava bayomim hazman, based on that which is taking place within days, within time. And therefore the main miracle was brought about when they were able to go above time. That resulted in everything being turned around for the good. Now Rav Nosson Zal pauses the story of Purim and goes back for one paragraph to the topic of converts, which we discussed earlier. And then right after this paragraph, he's going to come back and give us a little bit more on Purim, on Moshiach, and on the topic of Zivug.